I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel I am the only person in the world that is going to make this point. Why do we need another week of NFL football? If you were telling me that the argument of adding games is it's football, that's it? I have not heard one argument for adding another week of the NFL that it makes the NFL a better product. Think about the conversations we have with other sports.
Okay.
That if you remove baseball game, it would increase urgency. If you remove games in the NBA, if you do this, if you do this. All I hear when the argument comes up for adding games to
money, football is money.
And I'm thinking, what? That's the argument? Why? I just don't understand how we can allow this league to sit here and talk to us about player safety. And we tell them things are broken. Hey, roughing the passer is broken. Well, I mean, we got to protect the players. We got to protect them. Well, hold on.
Quarterbacks specifically.
We have the commissioner of the NFL say, I don't like the preseason. I want to trade preseason games for regular season games. So you mean you're telling me there's a game in which Travis Kelce's not going to work, which Patrick Mahomes is not going to work, and now you want to make them go to work, and we're all like, yeah. Am I the only one that knows? You know the best way to keep your players healthy? Not play football. Yet we want them to keep playing more and more football. We want them to play more games on shorter rest. We want them to play on Monday and then play on Thursday and then play on Sunday and then play on Wednesday. And then it's like, wait, hold on. We had more quarterback start than ever before in NFL history. Maybe the two things are related. I just can't. We all watch the same NFL. How am I the only one that feels like we're fine? The NFL regular season is fine the way that it is. I don't think the adding the 17th game added anything to the NFL schedule. The NFL, none of us like football more because they added another game. Nobody. We like it the same.
No, but we still spend money at bars. We still go to the games. We still play fantasy for those weeks. We still gamble on it. The economy continues to move. The whole push behind the NFL going to an 18-game season is to expand the economy. They want to expand their real estate. They want to continue to be in the headlines for a little bit longer, right? The whole point behind getting that extra 18th game and eliminating the preseason game would be adding a second bye week. That gives you that satiates the player safety folks. That gives the NFLPA a bone to chew on while you expand your real estate further. Free agency gets pushed out a little bit further. The draft gets pushed out a little bit further and all the economy around that. The NFL is in, if we're playing a game of Risk, the NFL wants to expand their empire as far as humanly possible. It's not about them competing with the other four major sports anymore. They're competing with college football. College football is the second largest professional, and I put that in air quotes.
But they don't need to compete with something that helps them. Right now, the NFL has the world's greatest minor league and feeder system. Why do they need to compete with them? I'm sitting here and I'm looking at it. CDOT, if you add a game to the NFL, you can then put the Super Bowl on a Sunday before President's Day. Again, how am I the only one that sees a solution to this? We could just move President's Day. You want to know how I know we can do this? Because in 2018, Juneteenth was not a holiday. One day, politicians came together and just said, hey, why don't we vote on something? And why don't we just make it a holiday? And folks were like, yeah, we could do that. And then they just made it. Those same people couldn't just vote to, hey, why don't we move President's Day? Do you know anybody who celebrates President's Day? Is there one person that stays at home and says, you know what I want to do? I want to watch Lincoln on Netflix today. No, then let's just move President's Day.
But this is not about getting the Super Bowl by a holiday. This is about adding an additional home games for all of your owners. This is about generating concession stand revenue in all of those stadiums. This is adding another price point for season ticket members. I don't understand you who just came on here and said he was jaded about training camp and all the economy about that, not understanding that the NFL at every single point, Carrington, is going to try and squeeze as much juice as they can out of the lemon. And we as NFL fans have known this is coming for a very long time. Joe Burrow was one of the people who used his voice on this recently and kind of got some blowback. I saw what Chase Daniel said, saying that he felt like high-profile athletes shouldn't use their voice because it is kind of shooting down their leverage point. If you know that these top-dollar earners, which are the quarterbacks, they're the reason why these roughing the passer penalties are still in, because they are the faces, the names, the marketable guys. I lost where I was going.
So to me, though, the point about the quarterbacks that was silly is I don't know how you can have Joe Burrow. There is no other group of employees in the world that would go on a public platform and argue to work more. There is none. There is not a single one of you at your job is thinking, man, you know what? I work 45 hours a week. You know what I'm thinking about doing tomorrow? I'm thinking about going to my boss and saying, hey, man, those Saturdays, man, I really like them. I really want to work those Saturdays. I love working on Saturdays. It's mind-blowing to me. I genuinely feel like I am the only person that is on this side.
I don't want more football, but I'm resigned to it. It's kind of like when we got all the summer leagues like the USFL and the XFL now. Do people watch or support those games ever? Had anybody say, hey, Doc, come on over, I'm going to roll one up and we're going to turn on the XFL?
Like, no one's ever come over, and I don't participate in illegal activity.
Oh, it's That's legal. We're in Missouri.
I live in Kansas now, just for the concept of this conversation.
Oh, God.
I live in Kansas now.
I have invited you over for this this specific activity.
And I said, no. I said, keep that hooligan activity away from me and my family. That's what
my
I
family.
Said.
That's Jeez.
What I said. I don't want any part of it. Text line 913-586-761.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zero. The text line is in favor of it. The NFL plays on two things more than anything. This is what they play.
Addictions?
On. It's part of it. They play on two things. They play on anything that the owners have wanted over the last 30 years they have gotten. Think of what's the last thing that the owners really wanted that the players were like, no, we're not doing that. And then second, they play on the fact of sports is the one place that people will argue for the employer over the employees. You would very, very rarely in our normal everyday society will you argue for the company over the man, over like the workers. We do that in sports all the time. All the time we do it. And they'll play on that. And they'll play on America would rather watch bad football than anything else. We will give you anything. We will give you Commanders, Jaguars on Thursday night football. We will put it behind a paywall and you will pay for it.
Especially the NFL. The whole marketing is the shield. Dot. Like, you support the team. You don't support the players. There are very few players. I mean, the whole concept of football players wearing helmets and their faces being hidden and them not being people, like, that's talked about more and more these days. But the NFL has built an entire brand and enterprise off that exact thing. You grew up supporting the Steelers and the star if you're the Dallas Cowboys and what that brand represents and the people behind that. The NFL is going to get this. And I don't even think it's going to be very hard for them to do so. I know when they were bargaining in the past for a lot of, like, the franchise tag elements and things that were maybe really tougher hang-ups behind the scenes, they folded on, like, marijuana drug testing, not to bring that back full circle, but like, other things that they kind of conceded in the negotiation.
Yeah, they just
I don't think this is going to be tough to negotiate.
Well, that's not if you and I are compromising on something and you have to compromise something that doesn't affect you at all for something that affects me, like, yeah, if I'm the owners, if getting you to work more means I'll let you smoke at home in your free time, that is an awesome trade for me. Yeah. Smoke
and it
all
shows
you want.
That could help you be a better performer. Yeah,
smoke all you want. I'll get you out of here with this. I know you're a very busy man.
Yeah, I want some Chick-fil-A. I keep seeing the people around here.
Can I read to you a tweet from earlier today? This was from Chiefs practice today. Patrick Mahomes started 11 on 11 with six consecutive completions before his final throw, which was bobbled by Sky Moore and turned into an incompletion. Football season is back, baby!
And
Patrick Mahomes was having a perfect day. He then threw the ball to Sky Moore, and he dropped it.
And turned into an incompletion is just – that phrasing is – that's top rope from Matt Derrick there. It's like he could have just said he dropped it.
I can just hear – I haven't seen the video. I can hear the crowd reaction. If it was Kelsey, it's like, oh, man, it's fine. You know, hey, you know, you'll pick it up. Hey, we love you, Travis. Patrick Mahomes is cooking 11 on 11. Zoom, 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 throwing dots all across the field. He throws it to Sky Moore. Drop. Oh, I would have.
Turned into an interception.
I would have booed that man. I would have booed that man in training camp. It looks like we got a score update from Steven Spector.
We do. Rob's down 14-3 at halftime.
Ooh.
So he's getting smoked. Lad, we have a really bad thing to report for Carrington.
He's in now?
If he wins his first-round matchup, it appears that he'll have a bye into the next
round. Oh, come on!
Why do I have a bye? What
because the matchup in your bracket, two people didn't show up in round one.
Oh.
So there could be a bye to the round of eight.
Why don't you let
the
Aaron
fix is
play?
It. Yeah, come
Damn,
on.
What are you doing here? Yo.
I don't know. He's putting in a good day's work here, so we'll have to have a conversation.
There's people not showing up.
Rob's getting smoked, though. That's all
wow,
you need to know.
I just can't believe this. That is crazy. Text line 913-586-7610. CDOT, the 18 games is good because of two byes. You don't want more football? We have enough football.
They could put a second buy in currently and still get the real estate thing. That's another reason why I'm kind of siding with you on this. We could have a second buy right now. You could take away the third preseason game, which we all agree is kind of meaningless. The starters don't go in it. You could put a second bye week in there, still have 17 games, and expand your real estate without adding an extra game. The truth of the matter is they want the gates. They want the revenue. They want the additional home game to sell to season ticket members. They could put the additional – they could put the game in the bye week in now and still have the real estate.
It's just – I'm saying is the owners have run such a masterful job that you're like – hey, if you guys want more rest, you gotta be willing to like, what? Hold on. We already added a game to the season. We took away a bye for one team. Cause remember, if you were the second seed, you got a bye.
You can also play on Wednesday now. You know, they're moving the thing around where you can play on different days of the week.
We have now put a game on. I don't know if people know this or not. The only day that NFL players cannot work is Tuesday. It is in their collective bargaining. They have now got it where NFL players work every single day of the week. And now it's like, yo, if you guys want that extra rest, you better agree to one more game. Like, what are we doing here? We get football from Labor Day until the middle of February. We have enough football here. And college football, what are we talking about here? We get 12 regular season games in college, 12 teams in the playoffs. We get unstopped. There is never a time where I'm in November and I'm like, man, you know what? There's not a lot of, man. We just, there should be more football on right now. Like, what are we talking about? What are we arguing? Yes, we have enough.
We're going to start to have class conversations when it comes to these negotiations, though, because the guys like Joe Burrow, you know, they're not in the trenches, one, and they're already secured, two. So yeah, throw on an extra game. Like, I want to have more stats to be able to negotiate in the offseason, and I want to have more opportunities for me to be in prime time so I can sell myself to marketers and that kind of thing, be in more commercials. Also, the bottom half of the league, the guys who are fighting for game checks are saying, hell, that's more opportunities for me to make a roster. That's more opportunities for guys to get hurt and me possibly to get called up and make a roster slot. It's really interesting how the NFL has positioned themselves, specifically the owners, because they can almost position – like, they can position the union against itself and just let them duke it out and fight it out. And 9 times out of 10 or 10 times out of 10, if history tells us anything, they come back agreeing to a term or a deals with the terms that are in favor of the owners.
That is our guy, Aaron Ladd, joining us in studio. I don't know if you're hanging out or not. You're always welcome to hang out with us.
Well, I think I just got an invite to the
That's not really what it sounded like. I mean, you can hang around and obviously see if you can get down on the sticks, man.
It's
you're
fine.
Always welcome to get down
I
on the sticks.
I want to get, you know, our. You
Go
know,
get some Chick-fil-A,
I'm
man.
Get some Chick-fil-A. You know what I do on Tuesdays, do the little weed and chicken, so I got to get the chicken.
Yeah, you talk a lot of just you might be the police on this show. You be talking a lot of police talk on this show. I just can't endorse that kind of behavior. Coming up on the other side, every day at 3:15, I give you a different NFL thought. We'll keep our countdown going. We are 44 days away from Chiefs and Ravens. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.